Dici de tambe chiu sa yanya pe kono kunju de rumba nan de pase tambe sa imbar chiu.
So in order to benefit all sentient beings equally in space, all mother sentient beings, including the limits of space, must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings of the sublime Dharma. So please clarify and adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So then, regarding the portion of the Dharma teaching you have arrived at, we were talking about the firstly contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of being. Within this, then we talk about the contemplating the sufferings of the three lower realms, contemplating suffering of the hell realms, animal realms, and hungry ghost realms. And now we have a section of contemplating the suffering of the hell realms. And this has four portions. Contemplating the sufferings of the great hells of living beings. Secondly, the adjoining hells, the suffering of adjoining hells. Thirdly, the suffering of the cold hells. And fourthly, the suffering of the ordinary hells. So this is, of these four portions, the first two portions have been completed yesterday.
Yes. Then I pass this mini don't want to choose him, but then I pass it. You don't need no which of one is yen to you. But now, Simjanyawa Chimbo said there, Tanya Jete, and pass it, Simjany Noga Wana, I don't see your cheat. That did it, but did it teso teso, a tega tega ducky, or the tega tega.
So here in the we're talking about the contemplating the suffering of the cold hells in born on page 166. So he says that the cold hells begin 32,000 leagues beneath the earth. Beneath the earth and of the eight cold hells, then the first one is the blistering hell. Then the one, so the other seven, so the eight great cold hells, eight cold hells, and each is being separated 2,000 leagues, you know, between them. So every 2,000 leagues is another cold hell that you're directly beneath each other. Here the reason so in between the eight coal hells, sometimes the distance is said to be 4,000 leagues, sometimes it's said to be 2,000 leagues. The reason being that there is in each coal hell there is a mountain. So the mountain is the height of the mountains are two 2,000 leagues, so therefore then so that the rest of the deepness of the earth is another 2,000 leagues, so therefore sometimes it's said to be 4,000 leagues of difference.
Nakonji, Nida, Water, and the Zanameva. Then, 아니 보유 섬유면다 아니 사과 종목이 어떤데 루반테 루반의 소유량이 소요 된다고 사과 잡대야 아니 말더니 다 대화하니 소자 무슨 그래서 된다는 소놈부 된다고 소자면다 아 된다는 지참다 된다지 와
So in the hell realms, the cold hell realms, then the mountains there are like mountains of ice. You know, then the whole realm is enveloped in darkness. There's no light of either the sun nor the moon. And also there's a very strong chilling winds that even cut through to the bone. They chill even to the bone and causes blisters to arise over the body and so forth. Then in that realm there's also different beasts and such as the different worms with sharp beaks and so forth that penetrate the bodies of these beings.
Data, Tomochi, in the corner, and then another Subona, Chuvers, Chidapal, stay in the corner, Chuvers, Tony, and all. These are no Subona, and Chuvermo Tony, as you are in Britain.
So, here at the bottom text, first he talks about, he describes the situation of the blistering hell. So here in the blistering hell, then generally when there is a cold wind, an icy cold wind blowing, if the wind is extremely strong, then this causes blisters to rise on the skin. So here in this realm, the blistering hell, then the blisters arise due to a very strong icy gale that blows in that realm. So then as these blisters then pop and burst, you know, then pus and blood come up from these parts of different parts of the bodies. And then they, as they fall, the blood and pus falls upon the icy cold ground, then the pus and blood freezes over, becomes ice. As mentioned before yesterday, even though this physical part of the body is separated from the actual physical body, but then due to the karma that being still experiences the suffering of the blood and pus, even though being separated from his body, still when it's frozen over, the hell being experiences that suffering. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then they saw Tam Tamato. Jihu Sevato, Aja Sevana, Sing Dono de Tabo was, and I saw Tam Tamas. Emata, Chan in the corner, she, Labat, the so good Joja America, and the cardons, and the sort, Mandrinoya, Chakras and Dinoya, attended on, Emata,
so
Tam Tamas.
So that describes the blistering hell, and the second one, the popping blisterous hell. Then Rinpoche also mentioned that due to the strong blowing of the wind in the first two hell realms, then the body shrivels, you know, so like dries up when you leave things too long in the freezer. So the body dries up and has a sunken appearance, you know, due to the shrivels up due to the cold winds. So then in the following hells, it talks about the chattering teeth, weeping and moaning hells. So here, the first one, the chattering teeth hells is like when the winds become too cold and one loses usage of one's limbs, you know, one's limbs become numb, and then so, you know, the one's mouth, you know, starts to chatter, you know, make the chattering sound.
Yes.
So as one's as it gets colder, you know, in a colder state, then you know the mouth is not able to move, you know, to make sounds. Then one only makes a weeping sound, like Srimati just made a gyu gyu sound. As one is making that weeping sound, then from the throat. So as it becomes even colder, then one is not even make that sound. One goes like, you know, achu achu, like this. So then it's sort of like describing the various sounds made by beings of this different hell realms, chattering teeth, weeping and moaning. Yes. Then the next hell is called the splitting upala, the splitting water lily hell. So here the beings of this hell, you know, then experience extreme cold and they turn blue. So the body has a shriveled appearance, you know, the body shrivels due to the cold, and then gradually, you know, starts to turn to the appearance of like ice, you know. So for example, so it's like, you know, physically they're amidst these mountains of ice and snow, and then they're starting to like turn blue in appearance. So here, for example, during when the weather turns cold and it snows, and the bodies of water not only freeze over, but they crack as well under extreme low temperatures. So here the bodies turn blue and then they start to crack into five or six pieces, you know, like the upala flower, the water lily flower. So here it is described as this splitting water lily hell. Then the next hell realm is called a splitting lotus, splitting as a lotus hell, in which the, as mentioned before, the previous one is splitting water lily hell, whereby the physical body, you know, turns blue under extreme cold conditions. And in here, at even more extreme conditions, then it turns from blue into red. You know, then the body then splits into 10 pieces or more, you know, just like a lotus. Hence is given this name. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 다배마다 개바 침보 오세요. 예바데 배마다 개바 침부 집안에 뽑아 신도 마가 좋네. 카지앙 대리 모임 개바고 남 신도 마가 좋. 마고 신도 마가 좋네. 카지앙 돈 소가 된대게 된대게 이런데 거 대판에 초대 된대자 아니 동아 다 치주 조년 언니 동아 치주 된 말이.
So then the next hell, which is the great splitting like a lotus hell, here the body undergoes the most extreme low temperatures and the coldest temperatures, and then becomes from turning blue into red into extremely red, very red, and then here the body then splits into a hundred or hundreds or a thousand pieces, and here so then the blood and pus flow forth, and then freezes over, and one experiences great suffering from splitting of these different parts of the body. Then this is said to be the most extreme suffering in the of all the cold hells. So as due to this extreme cold, not only does one experience the suffering of the physical body splitting into hundreds and pieces, but also one experiences other forms of physical pain as well, other forms of physical pain and suffering.
Yes. Mm.
Then, according to the Garland of Birth Stories, it says that the cause to be born in the coal house in general is caused by non-virtuous karma. But here, especially the particular cause to be reborn in such a realm is the non-virtuous karma of the wrong view of nihilism, in which one says that there's no karma, one denies the existence of law of cause and effect. Karma, and one denies the existence of three jewels and so forth. So one has such a nihilistic viewpoint, denying the existence of such things, and then the karma from that causes one to be born in such coal
house. Mm-hmm.
Then on the section on page 167, where it talks about letter to students. So here again, this is a repetition of the descriptions of the various kinds of suffering that the that we mentioned before, that how the coal hell beings go through. So then we talk about the sufferings of the bad karma of these beings, that they have to experience such forms of suffering until their karma is being exhausted, and the karma to remain the hell realm becomes exhausted. So until, as mentioned before, until the karma is being fully exhausted, you know, they have those, until that point, they still have to experience the suffering of those hell realms, of those individual coal hells, and then undergo those sufferings, experience those sufferings. So here, it moves on to talk about the lifespan of the beings. So, quoting from Arya Asanga's Levels of Yogic Deeds, here it says that the beings on the coal hell realms, their lifespans are 1.5 times longer than the great hells. So as mentioned before yesterday, for example, one day in the life of the reviving hell is 9 million human years. So that is the first hell. So correspondingly, the first coal hell, which is the blistering hell, their lifespan be understood to be at least half of that, half more than, you know, half times more than that. So it's like 1.5 times 9 million. You can work that out. So in general, it's half times longer than that. So each corresponding hell, in relation to the great hells, is 1.5 times more, the lifespan of that. Yes.
Yes. In the tail line, K. Jason Roger. Okay. The K. Jesu de non, Loja Jasimina, Terre Mayo. And the Loja Chimina, Terre Lochina. Tendin, the Terton Jobos Autores. Chuji said, Delirium Mayores. Send it to me next time.
So here, Mamazon Kaba quotes from Vasubandhu's other commentary on the treasury of knowledge, and he presented that as a quotation for a sutra in which the Buddha said to the monks that, you know, if one uses a vessel, you know, the standard vessel in this place in India called Magadha, then one uses a vessel there, you know, which is used to store sesame seeds. One fills it with 18 measures, you know, 18 measures of the local unit, Magadha. They're using that to fill up the vat, you know, or the vessel full of the sesame seeds. Then if one, using that amount of sesame seeds, if one were to throw out a single sesame seed every 100 years, then eventually the vessel will become empty. However, such a process, even lengthy it seems, it is still extremely quick and soon compared to the a lifespan of the beings born in the blistering hells. Yes.
Nimata, this can jeju bas, de kajila jenisha, jejila putu. The two put the temple saying we are trojina, two put a putu to be on it. The pujila, there chitting out on saying we are somewhere. But then it's a day.
Well, so I'll just say, mention here the different units of measurement. It's all these are Tibetan terms, we don't know the exact metric equivalents. However, so there's this term here, the measures, the word for measures here refers to, in Tibetan it's called ke. So it's 80 kel, 80 measures. So here, 1 kel is equal to 20, of equivalent of 20 of the units, j, 20 j. And each J is one J, one unit J is equivalent of 6 units of Pu. And one unit of Pu is equal to 15,000 units of Dir. So this is La. Dil. 15,000 sesame seeds. So that is like the general unit. So what can. Anyway, this comes one comes out to a very large amount.
Yes.
Take on the Pujo.
If you remember Nepal or India, back to India, Nepal, or Nepal, when you go to buy grass, not the grass, rice in the shop, there's a measurement container. This size of container, this size, is a tray. It's called tray. When you put the grain inside, and you make same level, but there's one tray like that. This has one tray. So there's a different kind of tray. So no, tray kang la pull two one. No, so one tray is called pull two. And then 20 tray, 20 of these, this size of the sesame seed. sesame seed. So this size of container, this size. So that 20 of that is one cow. one cow, and then so like that 80 cow. So 20 of these in a sesame seed, you see the container filled with sesame seed. 20 of that's one cow. called one cow. So 80 cow. So you're talking about 80 cow of sesame seed of the country Magadha, which is part of the Magadha in Buddha there, which is called Magadha there.
In Magadha, Kumba, Kawang Abjad Chevachi. Kumba, Kawang Abjad Chevachi.
Another analogy is a house of 500 pillars. A house that is held up with 500 pillars and being filled with hairs, strands of hairs. So every 100 years, you throw out one strand of hair from this house of 500 pillars. So then that amount of time taken is said to be equivalent to the analogy of the 80 cow of sesame seeds being thrown out one every 100 years. Yes. So in this way, every hundred years, if one throws out a sesame seed, all of this 80 cows, measurement of sesame seeds. So then, in this way, it's said to be faster. Even such a length period of time is comparatively quicker and sooner than the lifespan of a being born in the first of the coal hells, which is a blistering hell. Then the lifespan of the being in the blistering hell. Then comparing to them, then the lifespan of the beings in the second hell, the popping hell, is said to be 20 times that of the first hell, which is the blistering hell. Says to 20 times of that. So in general, the sufferings of the beings in the great hells, the hot hells, are said to be greater. However, the beings in the cold hells have to experience suffering for a longer period of time they have a longer lifespan than beings in the hotels.
Yes.
So in the ordinary health, then we talk about contemplating the sufferings of the ordinary health. Here, the ordinary health is said to be adjoining the hot health and cold health, so they're sort of like around the vicinity of the cold health and hot health. So here, the adjoining health, these ordinary health, then in general, when we talk about the extreme hot health and cold health, these are places for beings with very heavy negative karmas, you know, such as an individual engaging in the act of killing and so forth, you know, such heavy negative karma, then they get born in the hot and cold health. Then for the rest of the other beings, you know, who create negative karma in groups of two or three and so forth, you know, then these beings can get born in the ordinary hells. So the in the beings who are born into the cold health and hot health, the karma of that is due to having many people having together created very extreme negative karmas. So the hot and cold health are due to general karma. So the general karma of these are so the hot and cold health are due to the general heavy negative karma created by the masses of sentient beings, you know, engaged in negative actions such as killing and so forth. Then the occasional health or the ordinary health here are due to few numbers of sentient beings creating different types of negative karmas. Then they are born into these ordinary health and not included in the great health.
Gendisong, 다 노브네는 소 노인부 가운데 총망마티 유요래서 유성마 패사이 말해서 달리젤라 콘 대발대야 맞지 다좀 말아 공진대요 내대 근데 다 총망매 근데 콘데 잠진람대와 패치되고나 Gomba,
对，你，双脚双腿，你对，反正你现在就是搞那土巴修，第一件就，那当然你是人家话讲的。嗯。你这上不光讲说的，上班时间都讲说的，那不能个配合的嘛？嗯。讲就双色。嗯。工资全来接。嗯。但有钞票用的话，那你工资不来。嗯。上班都落差去。
Yes.
So there was one Arhat, you know, called Gendun Song, who was the an object of offering for some traders. So when he had accompanied the traders to retrieve jewels from the ocean, then somehow he was left behind by the traders, and he couldn't find the traders. So then he sort of wandered along the shores of this coast by the beach. Then when he was there, then he came upon this monastery. Externally, what seemed like a monastery. Then he went in, and then there was a monk sitting there. So then it came upon the time. Then the time, it was a time to partake of food, the midday meal. So when he sat down to eat with that monk, then the monk said, you know, don't stay here, go outside and bring your food and go eat outside, don't stay here with us. Then he asked for the reason, and he said, because we have there's a punishment that is going on in this monastery. So then when the Arhat went outside, then what he saw was that as the food was being distributed, then suddenly everything, the things start to Yes. So then the food started to turn to molten iron, and then the monks started to fight each other, and then the place started to catch fire, and so forth. And then so in this case, then after the midday meal time had passed, then everything returned to normal again. So then you said this was the karmic, the ripening result that that these monks at the time of the Buddha Sangyo Sung Buddha Kashyapa, that was the Buddha previous to this one, that during the period of time when the monks were partaking of the food, then they engaged in fights, you know, physical fighting conflicts. So they, due to that, the karma of that, they were born into this ordinary hell that was situated by the coast of the ocean.
temporal health.
Yes. So then other than seeing the monks fighting, then also there were other beings who were born in these hell realms who resembled the objects of brooms and ropes and brooms and ropes and all these household utensils. Then so therefore the arhats, having clairvoyance, knew the causes. However, in order to show the karmic result, then asked the Buddha. Then the Buddha said that this was because during the time of previous Buddhas, when the arhats were when the arhats were partaking of food, then there were, other than fighting conflict, which brought about rebirth in the form of those form of temporal hells, whereby they were fighting each other. Then in terms of those brooms and utensils, these were like objects that had belonged to the Sangha community, but then were for the communal use of the Sangha community, but then were then secretly taken without permission from the community for personal use, made for personal use. So this was the ripening result of that. Yes.
Daniel, 조진진 나와줘 아래서 아주 손맛이 좀 그래. 나와줘 아래. 근데 그 제인들네 암조나 아 남조다야기 젠자야지. 젠자들라 가져봐나 제바르기오리. 리노제나 제바. 젠자들라 나와 제바르에서 매 더해. 나와.
So there was a monk, there was a person who was born at one point of time that he was born, he naturally was adorned with earrings, and these earrings were said to cost like 10 million kashapanas, 10 million kashapanas, which was the currency of that time in India.
Yes. 요데 점도 노비는 같이 텐데제네요 코로니 쿠제네 소마제 나간간 로사 텐데제네 코로네 다 내내 점도 인람 파존 로체주고나 일단 콤바텐데 통 대는 로드고나 이 말다 니메고 근데 사이드지 노지니 어떻게 조화지지 で、本日的なね、先場です。先場。この場が大事やね、その所有本。はい、先場まじせで、このとわじやってそうさ、ポートメントです。あの、その、え、だ、専門。あ、あれてみまりだ。で、先場で、だんだんね、え、専門ごとにお願いで、え、現地プメント陰地でにじま。 だてらね、パパカナじゃね、農業に見えそうね、ポンゴレス。なんでこの騒ぎやけどのチャレがいまれ。だね、その、にみこのポンとまんどぐです。で、ポンとばす。修道後な、にもたいできのじにょ、専門、にゃびとまんのじにょ、でやちじゅんばれ。だ、しんばちよ、だていぞのじにょ、専門後な、
사이드지 노지뇨 니메고나 냐바뇨 데니시 So this person was given the name, you know, such a name, having the earrings of worth of 10 million Kajapana. So then this person again was also went to the ocean to retrieve jewels, and then fell asleep during the, in the middle of his job, and then all the traders left, and he was left behind, and he was wandering along the coasts of the ocean, then came upon this house, then inside this house there was a person who seemingly during the daytime experienced the pleasures of the godly realms, whereby, you know, he was being attended upon by four beautiful goddesses and so forth, seated on a throne and so forth. But by nighttime, then this person, the whole house, a beautiful house, turned into a palace, you know, a house of burning fire, a huge conflagration of fire. Then the person flat upon the ground, and it was devoured by the four goddesses, previously goddesses during daytime, turned into the four beasts, you know, four dogs, wild dogs, and then devoured the person alive. So this, you know, happened in the daytime he enjoyed, and nighttime he suffered. So someone asked the Buddha what was the cause of that. And he was said this is a person, he was devoured, eaten by the dogs. So then asked the Buddha what was the cause of this. Then Buddha replied that again in the past this person was a person who engaged in sexual misconduct, you know, at night, you know, had sexual misconduct. Then he came across the Arhat Kadayana. So Arhat Kadayana then asked him if he could abandon the negative karma of sexual misconduct. And he said, well, I can do it at night, but the Arhat said, since you don't do it in the morning, then you can take a vow the daytime, not the morning. So in the daytime, not just morning alone. So he took the vow to abandon, not just morning alone, but the whole daytime, to abandon on the negative karma of sexual misconduct during the whole daytime. Then eventually, but he was unable to abandon the negative karma of sexual misconduct at night. So due to the karma of that, so the ripening result of keeping a vow during the daytime was that he could enjoy heavenly pleasures, you know, during the daytime. And then the ripening result of the negative karma of sexual misconduct was that he had experienced the hell, the temporal hell sufferings, you know, during the nighttime. And then, so likewise, then there is another situation whereby such the ripening result is inverted, whereby there's one person that suffered like this during the daytime and enjoyed the pleasures by night. And the ripening result was because he was a butcher. Then he, again, the Arhat, you know, Kadayana, then asked him if he could abandon the negative karma of killing. And he said, since he worked by day and didn't work by night, so he took the vow for the night. And the ripening result. So there was his livelihood, and he was unable to give up. He had to do that for his living, so he could not give up the negative karma of killing. So therefore, then he took the vow to not kill during nighttime. So the ripening result of that was that he, because of the karma of killing by day, then he had experienced the temporal hell realms, sufferings of the hell realms by daytime. And then by nighttime, because of the positive karma of keeping the vow to abandon killing, taking life, then therefore at nighttime he experienced pleasures like in heavenly realms. So these are similar situations of the temporal hells.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, ni papa kata yang nak la, le jam jushu seano, le dah rimroce ni, le dah jam jushu es, dah iche ya iche tu ni, semje se ya rade, ya si wate se pamba konyos, ni tenen ni ciri aje es, semua. Tan cibo tegi yo, korang pada tegan nasi. Papa kata yang nak jam jujur, tadi cairu jis. Cuma anda kata cajum itu, tuhan dari nyongun tu. Anda ichi ya ichi itu, ni tak kuat atas sepan bakun yos. Tetos, tadi sendiri kuat.
Yes. So in this case, then this person who witnessed the situation, then came to know about this suffering of this being who had been butchered by day. And then took the vow at night and was experiencing these temporal hell realms. Then this person who was undergoing the suffering then asked this the person with the earrings then asked him to bring a message to his son, who was also a butcher, telling the son to give up the la. Yeah. So he asked the suffering person the cause for his suffering, and so he explained that it was because he had taken life during the day, and then by night time he kept the vow to abstain from taking of life, so therefore he was experiencing this result, and he asked the person with the earring to go and pass a message to his son, saying because the son had taken up the profession of killing in the footsteps of the father, so to tell him to abandon this act of killing that will result in suffering, and then to make offerings and venerate the Arya, the Arhat Arya Katayana, and to seek refuge, you know, request prayers, seek refuge in the form of request for dedication prayers, you know. So in this way, then, that as a proof of that he was the actual father, he asked him to tell the son that there is underneath where they put. Where he puts the butcher knife, the location where he puts the butcher knife for cutting, slitting the throats of sentient beings. Then, underneath that, in the ground, there is a vase full of gold, and that is proof of him being the father, having the foreknowledge of that. So, having the knowledge of that pot of gold, so then this person with the earring then went back to look for the son of the previous butcher, the person who was a butcher in his previous life. So then told the son to give up all forms of all forms of killing, and to that there was no point in engaging in such negative actions, you know, that they would result in suffering, and to make offerings and venerate the Arhat Arya Katayana, and to request for refuge in the form of dedication prayers. And then so in this way then as proof of that, then he told that underneath the hearth, you know, there is the pot of gold, vase full of gold, pot full of gold. So anyway, then that occurred. Yes.
Tetapi panah ni, u cuci juga cipta tanam ni lebih cero. Tetapi, terlepas itu, dona bantu meba. Ibu dia tu, nampak juga terus cuci kisah lo, juga mampuyaris. Nasi aja mampuyaris. Tanda ni na, ni mana rezeki tu, lewat ni, gosong mukib, soda, cimbi ni na, mukib cuci tu di cuci. Tadi jadi ni rezeki yang membosankan yang beri semua. Jadi sama, dan ada tercecah cuci re sama orang. Jadi sungguh je kalau cek ujar. Tapi kalau saya nanti, nanti dia jauh cakap semua yang tercecah. Ini dia jaya ada tar moment lah. Oh, ujub ada so ngomat apa je. Ini. Ogi jiwat cewa jina, ni cesaru. Ni cewa dah pergi jus sondi jiwat itu, cari orang niawa, itu ni tuhan yang kuji, cegiris.
So here, in this way, then reflecting on the mind streams, in actual fact, we have accumulated countless causes. You know, one has created many causes for such suffering, to be born in such hell realms, to experience such suffering. So many causes we have in the past, we have accumulated many causes to be born in such realms. Even nowadays, you know, throughout our daily lives, we create many causes to be born in such realms. So through the all three doors of body, speech, and mind, we engage in many non-virtuous actions and create causes throughout every day of our lives, you know, to be born in such realms. They accumulate extensively. So therefore, we're almost like ready to be born at any time, you know, this life ends. We're ready to be born in these realms due to the amount of heaps of negative karma we've created. So therefore, to be cautious and also to be cautious of our actions and to abandon negative actions in such a way. We have, so on top of having accumulated many causes to be born in the lower realms, also the next life, you know, such rebirth is not very far away, because the rebirth, the distance between the present status and also the rebirth in the hell realms, the difference between that is a mere breath, the fraction of a breath, you know. So when we're breathing, if upon exhalation and we fail to inhale, and then once this breath stops, then immediately the rebirth in such hell realms, the hot hells, cold hells, and so forth, all these sufferings of these realms will begin, you know. So therefore right now we need to be, by remembering that, we need to be apply great joyous effort in the various aspects of abandoning the non-virtuous actions and the causes to be born in such hell realms. We need to abandon the causes which are the non-virtuous actions and try to accomplish as much virtue as possible. So therefore, we have accumulated many causes, you know, to be born in the hell realms. We are like almost very much very ready, you know, for such a form of rebirth. Then also having understood the sufferings of the lower realms, of the hell realms, you know, to be like this and like that, have you understood the various descriptions of the sufferings of the hell realms, now is the time to be to generate fear and to swiftly try all means to stop all negative actions. Now is not the time to enjoy or be complacent about our situation, our current stand.
Mm-hmm.
So here, Nama Tsongkhapa quotes from Nagarjuna's friendly letter, where he talks about since we have created so many causes that we are almost very much ready, we are very ready, very much ready to be born in the hell realms, that that which is separating us from this life in the hell realms is one's mere breath. When that breathing stops, when the breathing is terminated, then the hell realms, you know, will naturally arrive at the suffering situation of the hell realms. So when we hear about the hell realms, you know, then hearing the description of the hell realms, understanding that we are very much ready to be born there, and then you know, by right, you know, such fear will cause our hearts to split into 1,000 pieces. You know, the intensity of that fear However, we are not completely terrified because our hearts, you know, on the contrary, are as hard as diamonds and do not experience that kind of fear. Yes. So here, at the top of page 169, then it says, you know, again quoting from Nagarjuna's friendly letter, here it says that of all the happinesses, the greatest happiness is that of the state of liberation or the cessation of craving of the arhats. So here, the Rinpoche said that explained this to be that the all these self, the hearers, you know, so the hearers as well as the particular Buddhas, you know, when they attain the state of arhatship, then they abandon all delusions and cease all craving. Then from such abandonment and cessation, then they achieve the state whereby there are their suffering, where their afflictive emotions or delusions are extremely pacified, and their sufferings are extremely pacified as well. So in such a state of happiness and bliss, they can, once they enter into meditative concentration on their samadhi on that, then they can remain absorbed. The bliss is so intense that they can remain absorbed for many, many eons, you know, in such a state. So therefore, that's said to be the highest happiness within existence. Then within the state of existence, then the worst suffering is the suffering of the unrelenting hell. It's certainly the most fiercest of all sufferings.
Yes.
Then here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the cause for such suffering is solely due to the wrongdoing of the three doors, as well as the non-virtue, you know, solely due to such the non-virtue of wrongdoing done to the three doors. So in this case, then we have accumulated many such wrongdoings, and we've done many of such wrongdoings and created many causes, you know, accomplished many non-virtuous actions and created many causes to experience suffering in such hell realms. So therefore we should, through confession, a mind of intense regret, confess and purify those previously accumulated negative karmas, and to also generate the mind of restraint towards future negative karmas. Even the small wrongdoings, one should generate restraint towards them. So here, to support the point, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes again from the friendly letter, whereby Nagarjuna says to the king that, you know, the cause for suffering is solely the wrongdoings of the three doors. So therefore it says one should strive with whatever skill you possess, you know, one should strive with whatever means one has, whatever abilities that one has, to protect one's three doors. For even the slightest atom of wrongdoing, you know, one should not overlook that, but one should restrain oneself from that, because that could become a cause for suffering, intense suffering in the future. Yes. So here, then, since one has, then if one creates huge negative, heavy negative karmas, one is born in the hell realms. And if one, one's negative karma is not as heavy, then one is born here, you know, in the animal realms. Then, so as mentioned before, to be born in the coal hell realms, then one is, can be born due to the wrong views of nihilism, whereby one rejects the existence of objects such as karma and three jewels and so forth. Then also the result can also be the result of causing others to be cold, you know, such as taking away from others, you know, their way, means of keeping warm, such as clothing and so forth, and so causing them to be cold, you know. So then one creates the causes to be born in the hell realm. So also taking away cloth that has been offered to the body, speech, and mind representations of the three jewels, you know, for example, to statues, cloth offered to texts and stupas and so forth. Taking these things away from these holy objects, then one creates a cause, you know, to be born in the cold hell realms. So then in the, if one creates the causes for being born in the hot realms, you know, then such are due to, for example, burning sentient beings in fire, you know, when they're alive, roasting them in fire, and also throwing them into the fire, then also boiling them in water. Somebody throwing into the boiling water. Somebody meant dying. No. Setting light, you know, places like forests and woods, you know, natural habitats of sentient beings, and causing them to be burnt, you know, so that this is again creates a cause to be born in the hot hell rooms.
Many beings get killed, you know, in that way.
So causing
not by burning the wood.
So like in the mass forest fires, you know, setting off mass forest fires whereby many sentient beings are being killed in one large surface area.
Mm. 제소단 다 yedā kāshē nī chū kō tūm yī tēndē yōngi yōngi mārī tēndē yīndē tōng rōng wā sō mārī.
So here, then we talk about on the section in the bottom of page 169, it talks about contemplating the sufferings of animals. So here in general, here the animals come first before the hungry ghosts. So in general, when we talk in terms of intensity of suffering in the lower realms, the beings, the hell realms come first in terms that they suffer, they experience suffering the most suffering. Then the next in line is those of a hungry ghost, and the third are the animals. However, here the animals are placed first because in terms of their lack of fortune to practice the Dharma, and that, as mentioned before, the beings in the animal realms are extremely ignorant, they lack the mental capacity to understand the Dharma and to practice the Dharma, therefore lacking in such good fortune, then they are placed first before the hungry ghosts. Amongst the hungry ghosts, there are certain types of hungry ghosts that are able to understand the Dharma, you know, if one preaches to it, one preaches the Dharma to them.
だって、なんぞ、トントンマルは。で、ぶっちゃけ、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょ mission yada tendu che de no ba mo che de ya ne da ron la ron ne ba che da re da no yin na ni no mo che de te so sem che ron ne ba ne che ko da tendu che yo ro de so no dong a yong ya che da te ne de sa do me da sa me da ten che ju bi ne che me ba sa yin mu che de che da
Yes. So then when you're contemplating the suffering of the animal realms, then firstly you mentioned that the powerful animals kill the weaker ones. So these we can see, you know, in terms of the different kinds of insects, you know, how they prey upon each other for food, you know, prey upon each other for food. Then also then we talk about the how the various animals are killed for the purpose of consumption. So it says here, humans and deities and humans exploit animals. So the gods, you know, the godly realms and the human realms, then for humans, then, you know, they kill animals for sake of food. And also then they use the various animals as beasts of labor, as well as such as riding upon them as means of transport for tilling the field and so forth. So the animals have no independence, you know, other than being preyed upon. They have no independence because they use as beasts of labor. So here, they're being made use, for example, like the elephants, you know, due to their strength, then they use the slaves, you know, as beasts of labor to perform these huge tasks for humans. Then here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes on the level of yogic deeds, which explains that the animal realms, the place of their abiding, is within the god realms, godly realms, and within also the region of the human realms. So other than the humans using animals for food and slavery, then also we can see that in the godly realms, some of the gods, such as Indra, you know, have mounts of animals, you know, such as Indra is said to be mounted on an elephant. So that elephant obviously is an being of the animal realm that is being used, made use by the gods as a form of mount.
Salaratin. The elephant called Salaratin.
So the name of the elephant is Salaratin, which... So there's no separate animal realm other than the human and the god realms. There's no separate location for the animals. So here, in the Treasury of Knowledge, the other commentary, it says that most of the animals abide within the region of the ocean, So here, of all the animals, in other beings in animal realms, most of them are born in the ocean. Then they prey upon each other. The large ones eat the smaller ones. Then the smaller ones, they feed upon the large ones, and such as the different parasites, you know, large and smaller, different worms. Rinpoche also said in the ocean there are like the crocodiles and the different kinds of fishes, different kinds of microscopic worms and so forth, and different kinds of aquamarine life. Then they prey upon each other for food, and the large ones use the smaller ones, and the even smaller ones, the parasites, then feed upon the body of the large beings, the large animals, which they cannot fling off these parasites. So they live upon, feed upon the large ones. So in this way, then it's sort of like in the depths of the ocean, it's so dark that they don't know, can't even see where they're eating. You know, they eat whatever comes by their way, and some on certain occasion they even end up eating their own flesh. So here, when we think about the suffering of the lower realms, then of the animal realms, then there are many examples that we can perceive with our eyes. You know, so for example, certain beings are being killed for the pearls that they produced, such as oysters. Then certain beings are killed for their fur, you know, for their hides and so forth. And so in the case of tigers, then they kill for their bones and also their hides. And some beings also kill for their flesh. So in general, you know, some beings, even before their breathing comes to a stop, before they stop breathing, then immediately thrown into a pot of boiling water, you know, and kill in such a way. So in this way, when we think about, and then some of the animals, you know, have these nose rings, and then thick ropes are being strung across them, and they're pulled by their noses. And then some of them also have these iron chains, you know, to their feet. They're tied up, bound, unable to escape, you know, sort of like restricted. Their movements are restricted by these instruments of torture. So here in the bottom of page 169, it says that that they have cast away the virtues of peace. So here peace refers to the peace of nirvana, of going beyond suffering, the state of nirvana. So the virtues, they are deprived of the virtues from they are created for the purpose of attaining nirvana, such as state of nirvana. So because the animals are extremely ignorant, you know, stupid, they are unable to, they are not a suitable vessel for the teachings or the path to such states of liberation. Therefore, they are deprived of such creating such virtues for attaining such a state. So in this way, then we contemplate that some of the animals experience the suffering of hunger and thirst, you know, and also heat and cold. Heat in the sense that during the daytimes, when they're being beaten upon, when the heat of the sun's rays beat down upon them, then they're unable to find shade. You know, they have to stand in the midst of the heat and suffer and undergo the sufferings of such heat. Then in times of cold at night, you know, they're unable to look for places, you know, unable to find places to gather warmth, you know, to stay in warmth. So they have to suffer, endure the suffering of heat and cold, being out in the wild. And also they have experienced the suffering of hunger and thirst. In the case of like, also in the case of like wild animals like deer and so forth, then there's a fear of being killed by hunters, you know, being preyed upon by predators. So even when they're sleeping, you know, they can't really rest peacefully because it's they have to be on constant caution, on constant watch out, look out for the for such beings, for predators. So therefore, in this case, when by remembering, thinking of the sufferings of these sentient beings in the animal realms, that these are caused by non-virtuous actions, you know, middling or lesser non-virtuous karmas, then that also remembering that we ourselves have accumulated a lot of such causes, you know, so by reflecting on these ways, then, you know, to generate thoughts, to fear, you know, towards having of being the fate of being born in such realms, and to generate restraint of such negative actions.
Yes.
So when we are thinking about the suffering on the animal realms, then it says here in the text that we should be disenchanted, you know, and repulsed, and one should come through contemplation in such a way, one should, the concluding emotion, you know, should be in such a way. So, for example, when we're contemplating on the suffering of the hell realms.
Rejoicing. Rejoice. When you hear the body perfect through the freedom richness, and then hearing the heart of this suppression,
yes,
and then hearing the quality of the body and virtual knowledge.
Yes.
While hearing that teaching, one must feel rejoice.
Yes. No, talking about this enchantment about the animal realms. Disenchanted about the animal realm.
One should feel sad,
yeah. So one should be sorrowful, feel sad about the animal realms when one, so that should be a concluding emotion when one contemplates on suffering animal realms. Then when one contemplates previously on the suffering of the beings in the hell realm, one should the concluding emotion should be fear that is arrived upon the understanding that one is unable to, how one will be unable to withstand the experience, you know, of such suffering if one were actually born into such a situation, you know. So therefore the concluding emotion should be fear. So in other instances, when we meditate upon the precious human rebirth with its pleasures and richnesses, you know, opportunities, then one generates great joy. You know, the concluding emotion should be great joy, or even the qualities, you know, of such a human rebirth, the qualities of the virtuous friend, then the concluding emotion should be great joy and so forth. And
by listening to teachings on these, should be joy.
Yeah. So by listening on teachings on such topics, then the one should generate great joy by remembering the benefits of this.
The previous one, the suffering of the hearing, then should feel sad.
Yeah. So the emotions arisen from listening to such teachings on the sufferings of the animal realms, then the feeling, concluding feeling should be sadness, or the listening to teachings on the hell realms, concluding feeling should be fear. So if one finds that when one is listening to these teachings on the hell realms, one does not feel fear. When listening on the teachings of animal realm, one does not feel sorrow. When listening to teachings on the perfect human rebirth or the qualities of virtuous friend, then one does not experience joy. This shows that one's way of listening to Dharma is mistaken. Yes.
나눠서 벤조 나오는 책이 뭐냐 저게 여름 이제 쉬는 거 벤조가 나오는 책 안 오고요 근데 신의 때문에 배용한다 단조 동전에 갔어서 신의도 야구 시원도 내년 조원도 내면이
혹시 랍인 미디 수이나
아
So there was in the Tibetan Library of the Tibetan Library in Dharamsala, you know, they constantly have these courses in introductory courses to Buddhism, and the structure of Lamrim is incorporated into those courses. So the residential teacher that teaches on Lamrim. So there's one person, what we assume is a foreign student, then this person, after attending these courses, that had an audience with His Holiness, and had mentioned to His Holiness, of course His Holiness mentioned everybody later, that this person had went to, he mentioned when he heard about the qualities of the spiritual, the virtuous friend and the spiritual master, the qualities of the precious human rebirth, and he was overjoyed, you know, these were excellent teachings, and he felt, you know, great, a great desire, you know, to listen to these teachings, great appreciation for these teachings. However, when they came to the portion about the hot health and the cold health, you know, then he said when he was listening about that, since he could not feel any of the hot or cold, heat or cold in these hell realms, and then he became disinterested in the teachings of the hot in teachings regarding these hot and cold realms. And so therefore, in this way, this showed that his manner of listening to the teachings was inappropriate, because, you know, the purpose of listening to these teachings is to develop a sense of disenchantment or unhappiness or sorrowful feeling within the mind, and that, so therefore, you know, this showed that he had an inappropriate manner of listening to teachings.
So when he listened to the teachings on the hell realms, so he is told that the cold is the most cold, and when he heard the teaching of cold suffering, the most cold, and when he heard the hot suffering, the hell, the greatest hot, you know, hottest fire. So so then he said he dropped the teaching. He, you know, he didn't come to listen to the teachings. So he left. So he was saying that he dropped the teaching, even though he you know, got fear, but then he dropped the teaching. He didn't attend the teaching, so he dropped. That's mistaken. You know, that people not right way of listening to teaching.